be the change you wish to see in the world. Those were the words of Gandhi. You can't change the world by yourself. The change has to start with you. It's how you perceive the world. And there's tons of expressions and sayings and quotes through history that talk about this very subject. But you and I are going to get more personal than that on this episode of Micro Break. This is Micro Break, a podcast for humans with the attention span of a goldfish, where I share my thoughts, wisdom, and humor on a wide range of topics from yesterday to today, all delivered unscripted and loosely edited in under 15 minutes an episode. This is Michael J. Mayone. Please subscribe and enjoy the ride. Hello, hello, everybody. This is Michael J. Mayone once again, your host for the podcast Micro Break, the one you're listening to right now. That's right. I'm a Jersey guy, and I know I can't change the world. I know that. I want to. There's so many things I want to change about the world, but I can't change them. I can't even change my situation in Jersey. I live here in one of the highest tax states in the country, and I pay the taxes. I just take it up the tailpipe, as we say. And there's not a lot I could do about it, except for go to jail for not paying my taxes or move out of the state. I struggle with politics.
Politics, 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 politics. Yes, the Roman Senate. The Roman Senate is the best legislature that money can buy. Corruption starts in the streets with the little peddlers. They bribe an assemblyman. The assemblyman bribes a councilman. The councilman bribes a senator. And the senator, it goes all the way up to the emperor. Oh. Shit.
That's why I really don't blend politics too much into the podcast. I don't like to talk about politics too much because it upsets me. It pisses me off. It pisses a lot of people off, to be quite honest. And there's nothing I could really do about it. Yes, I could vote. Yes, I get it. I voted for that guy. Something's good, something's bad. We get that with every president. So again, you can't change the world, but you can change your world. And what that means, that's kind of my catchphrase, my statement, is it's how you perceive things out there. Can you live with them? And do you know what you have control over? You have control over, obviously, yourself when it comes to your health. You cannot control a pandemic that's sweeping across the world. Second strand out there now as we record this. Everybody's panicking about that one now, trying to get the vaccine out. You can't control how fast the vaccine goes out too, no matter how much you want to. Do you think that you, Mr. or Mrs. Person that's listening to me on this podcast, could change how fast we can roll out the vaccine? We can't. We can't. Even the top people, Fauci, can't do it. So what makes you think that you can? What you can do is change when you get the vaccine, when it's available. Are you going to get it? Are you not going to get it? That's a personal preference. Are you going to wait and see what happens with everybody else? Are you going to jump online as soon as you can? Have you already signed up? That's just one of many subjects. Again, you can change your world. What about the new president that we have now? What are you going to do about that? Did you vote for him? Did you vote for the other guy? Bottom line is, doesn't matter at this point because we know who won. So now we got 4 years to live with him. Simple as that. Good or bad, Biden's our president. Now, see, me personally, my beliefs that I don't throw on people too much is that president is not in charge. Simple as that. And the last president was not in charge. God's in charge. That's my belief. Doesn't have to be yours, but it's mine. There's nothing I can do about it. I can only change my world, my attitude about things. So I'm going to take the good with the bad. I'm going to decide when I get the vaccine and when I don't. And I'm going to do my best to live my life to the fullest while this stupid pandemic looms over us. It ain't going away anytime soon. And to be honest with you, I don't think we're going to see a sense of normalcy until 2022. And nobody really wants to hear that, but it's kind of the reality of things. These things take time. This thing is a pain in the ass, to say the least. I've said this in previous podcasts. I really feel for people out there. How do they deal with it? They can't change the world. They can't stop their businesses from closing when the government shuts them down. They can't stop their business from losing money because the government restricts them and the CDC restricts them with health guidelines that they can't live up to. So how do they deal with that? Obviously, in a multitude of ways. Some of them have savings. Some of them need to find alternative income. Some of them send those teenagers that never worked a day in their life out to work. Go find a job somewhere. We need money, kids, until this damn pandemic passes and we can open up the store, the restaurant, the business again. You can't change the world. The pandemic will continue. The vaccines will get out. The president will do what he can do. The bottom line is all you can do is deal. You can change your world. Take care of yourself. Do what you feel is right to protect you and your family and your loved ones. Maybe even your friends. Honestly, this is the way of the world. We can't change it, but we can change ourselves. I know I keep repeating myself. I get it. Change is inevitable. Change is constant. Who said that? Benjamin Disraeli, I believe is how you say his last name. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. That was Maya Angelou. I kind of like that. And again, guys, if I'm butchering these names, you know me. Here, I can get this one. George Bernard Shaw. I got that's an easy name. Progress is impossible without change. And those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. So on the second half, we're going to continue on this. You can't change the world, but you can change your world. And that's what we're going to continue to talk about on the second half of Micro Break. And you're back with me, Michael J. Mayo, the Jersey guy. I'm a Jersey boy. It's true. I said it earlier. I'm proud of it. I really am. When I used to travel a lot before the pandemic, I always looked forward to coming home. People would be, are you out of your mind? You looking forward to going back to Jersey? Well, until you live here, you don't really understand what that means. Anyhow, I'm off topic. So let's get back on the topic. You can't change the world, but you can change your world. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. You know who said that? Barack Obama. That's pretty good. I got to give him credit for that. I'll tell you, that president knew how to speak. I didn't even vote for him, but I'll tell you, that president knew how to speak. Here's a good one. I like this one. It's a person's name I can pronounce. Change is the law of life. And those who look only to the past or present are certain to miss the future. John F. Kennedy. You can't change the world, but you can change yourself. It's your attitude we're talking about, folks. That's what I'm getting at here. It's your attitude. You can change physical things about yourself. If you want to lose weight, you go on a diet. You can even change the way you look to others or the way you're perceived by others. If you dress like a slob every day, but you want to be perceived as a professional, then you start to dress like a professional. Maybe you wear a shirt, maybe a shirt and tie or jacket. You change other people's perception of you. See, you changed yourself. Everybody else in the office, you can't change. If that guy wants to come in cargo shorts and clogs and a baseball cap sideways on his head, you can't change him. But you can change the way you dress. In the way other people see you. You can change your attitude. You can change your mind. Can't change somebody else's mind. When people decide to do something, you say, that's not a very good idea. I don't think you should do it. And they say, you know what? Go F yourself. You can't tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing over here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying over here? They always say that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's a Jersey thing, I think. Or New York. Or both. We get so confused. You guys get confused. People out of New Jersey don't know if people from Jersey are from New Jersey or from New York. Unless you live here, then you kind of know. And then there's Staten Island. Staten Island doesn't know where the hell they're from. I just found out recently that there's people in Denmark listening to me. But even better, 5% of my audience comes from Israel. Now, I must have said something to get these folks in Israel to start listening to my podcast. So mazel tov to them. Excuse me, I'm taking a sip of peanut butter whiskey. That's right. It's Squirrel peanut butter whiskey, in case you're wondering. That's what I love about podcasts. You can drink and work at the same time. It's awesome. You can't do that at your day job. You're not supposed to. Unless you're a bartender. I think you get two drinks. Now I'm rambling. Probably going to have to cut all this out. Damn it. Here's a question for you to lighten up the subject. How many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? It only takes one, but the light bulb has to want to change. The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. That basically means giving in. That's Alan Watts. That means giving in to change, just kind of going with the flow. Fish, when the current changes, they follow the current. They don't try to swim against the current. Some people think you should swim against the current. Depends on what the current's doing. Is the current doing the right thing, going the right way? Then maybe follow the current. Here's another one. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. That's Viktor Frankl. So I'm going to leave you with one more thought on change. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Let's remember that one. This is Michael J. Mayone. You've just listened to another episode of Microbreak. Please remember to subscribe. Without a subscription, you're not going to get all these words of wisdom from this guy in Jersey that's still trying to change himself. You guys have a great one, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for listening to another episode of Microbreak. Please subscribe before you go and follow me on Twitter @micro_break. I'll catch you on the next one.